Now, I hope you don't take Psalm 102, verse 6 as a promise for your life, and I would never, ever say that you should look it up in the King James Version in particular. After all, pelicans don't live in the desert. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Sometimes when it's hard to decide what part of the Bible to read, maybe you just flip it open to any random page and start scanning until you find something that sounds nice. And you think to yourself, ah yes, that's what God wanted me to know today. This verse applies perfectly to my life with no further investigation. Well, you just better hope you don't land on Daniel 4:33 then. Now, a lot of people have read the Bible out of context of what God was saying and came up with wrong and even harmful interpretations. So how can we be sure we don't make the same mistakes? Let's talk about that with today's devotion, Every Promise by Faith Lewis. Growing up, I was surrounded by God's promises. In church, with friends, and at home, I heard people saying things like, God will never leave you, or God has good plans for you. I could even find these promises in the Bible, but I was still a bit skeptical. After all, God's promises, especially in the Old Testament, like the ones mentioned above, were given to specific people in specific situations. So how could I be certain they applied to me? I had seen people take scripture out of context or twist its meaning, and I didn't want to make the same mistake. So when I heard God's promises, I often felt anxious instead of comforted, wondering, did he really mean me too? I began seeking answers and slowly realized that because God's promises are all fulfilled in Christ, they are indeed still relevant to me and you. Romans 15:4 states that everything written in the past was written to teach and encourage us today. And in Hebrews 13:5 and 6, the author quotes two Old Testament promises to reassure the early church. Both of these passages reveal that God's word applies to his people now just as much as when it was first given. The verse that finally convinced me, though, was 2 Corinthians 1:20, in which Paul tells us that all of God's promises are yes in Christ. This means that not only do God's promises extend to followers of Jesus, but they are actually fulfilled through Jesus. As Emmanuel, God with us, he will never leave us. Through the Holy Spirit, he gives us strength and hope. And since we belong to him, he uses everything for our good and gives us a bright future with him forever. Therefore, as a child of God who has put my faith in Jesus for salvation, I can know God's promises are for me. And so can you. So what does this story make you think of? What questions do you have about God's promises and how they apply to you? Consider taking some time to talk to God about this today. Additionally, is there a trusted Christian in your life you could talk to about your questions, such as a friend, parent, or a pastor? Jesus completely fulfills all of the meaning and intent of the promises we find in the Old Testament. In fact, Jesus is the end goal and the point of the entire Old Testament, as well as the entire New Testament. How can this truth affect the way we read the Bible? Now, as you and I can read in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Matthew 1:22-23, 2 Peter 1:3-4, and Hebrews 13:5-6 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And do you have younger siblings who love music and stories? Well, you can help them grow in their faith with Keys for Kids Radio. It's packed with Christian songs, stories, and shows just for kids. So they can listen live at keysforkids.net or through the Keys for Kids app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how you can be thankful in all circumstances, including the toughest days of your life. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.